here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 22nd of July, 2017. Shakespeare's play The Merchant of Venice was entered on the stationer's register on this day in 1598. It probably had been written around 1596. It had already been performed several times. It was very popular in the court of King James I. It was the play in which Shakespeare coined some words that we still use today, the word laughable, scrubbed, compromise, and he gave us the phrases bated breath, love is blind, and all that glitters is not gold. It's the birthday of the man who said, all I ever wanted to do was to paint sunlight on the side of a house, the painter Edward Hopper, born in Nyack, New York, 1882. He was 6 feet tall by the time he was 12. He was skinny, gangly boy, made fun of by his classmates, painfully shy, spent much of his time alone, drawing, went to art school, took a trip to Paris, spent almost all of his time there alone, reading or painting, and there in Paris realized he had fallen in love with light. Came back to New York. He worked as an illustrator at an ad agency, which he hated, but in his spare time, he drove around and painted train stations and gas stations and corner saloons. His reputation was made at the Museum of Modern Art. He had a solo show in 1933 that made him famous. Paintings with titles like Houses by the Railroad, Manhattan Bridge Loop, Room in Brooklyn, Roofs of Washington Square, Cold Storage Plant, Lonely House, and Girl on Bridge. It's the birthday of Emma Lazarus, born New York City, 1849, to a wealthy Jewish family. She worked among the poor, the refugees, organized relief efforts for immigrant Jewish families, and when the Statue of Liberty Committee approached her in 1883, asked her to write a poem that they could auction off to raise money for the monument, she wrote them, the poem The New Colossus, including the famous lines, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. And it was on this day in 1587, English settlers arrived at Roanoke Island off the coast of North Carolina. It was the third group of English to arrive in this country and the first to include women and children. It was intended to be a permanent settlement. The governor, John White, planned to build up a self-sustaining economy. He sailed back to England 4 months later, did not return to Roanoke Island for nearly 3 years, and then he found the settlement deserted, all the buildings taken down, the word Croatoan carved into a fence post. It is still not known for sure what caused the settlers to leave, but there were no signs of sickness or violence. Here's a poem for today by Jane Kenyon, coming home at twilight in late summer. We turned into the drive, and gravel flew up from the tires like sparks from a fire. So much to be done, the unpacking, the mail, and papers, the grass needed mowing. We climbed stiffly out of the car. The shut-off engine ticked as it cooled. And then we noticed the pear tree, the limbs so heavy with fruit they nearly touched the ground. We went out to the meadow, our steps made black holes in the grass, and we each took a pear and ate, and were grateful. Coming Home at Twilight in Late Summer, a poem by Jane Kenyon from her collected poems, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.